Yo, what's up, everybody all over the land? Telling everybody how this gets down with a 1-2 T Girls podcast. As you know, we're playing Nasty B-I-T-C-H. Well, we can say the word because it's adult syndicated. Nasty bitch. Today, for the first time, I have my big sister, who I think is the guru on how to keep a man. I think she's the only bitch who kept a man the longest in my mama. My sister, y'all heard me say her name a whole bunch of times on this show. Big Neek, Veronique, representing. What's up, Neek?
Hey.
Now, if you didn't know, my sister's not gay. Not everybody in my family is gays and lesbians. She tripod, something she call herself. But I got Veronique on the show today, y'all, too. We always have gays on the show, but we never have get advice from the straight couples, because we know a lot of our viewers are straight couples. Now, Veronique, how long you been married?
I've been married 13 years, about to be 14 on December 9th.
Now, that's some real high girl shit, because y'all know, bitch, I can keep a man a year. And I don't know, how do you do it, first of all?
First of all, it takes time and dedication.
Right.
It's not the easiest thing, but if you want your marriage, you're going to fight for it. It's going to come with ups. It's going to come with downs, goods and bads. You just got to be strong enough to be able to hold on.
Right. Because people a lot, they gays and straight people question if is relationship problems the same thing. Do you think it's the same way regardless?
It is, but it ain't. It is because what is the relationship or marriage? They're both commitments, but a marriage is a lifetime commitment.
Right, that's true. What was that all meant, gay marriages and things like that? And maybe I think if gay marriages can listen to straight people issues, they can get through issues themselves.
Right.
Because, you know, and I've seen from y'all too, there are major issues within relationships that people don't know about. Like, because first of all, I think it's easier to have a man or a boo. You know, when you have a husband, you have somebody you know is on your side for life.
Right.
Or for life or till divorce. But do you think people should break up due to financial stabilities or stuff like that?
Absolutely not. Because, I mean, everybody was not made to be rich. I mean, in a marriage, I'm going to speak from a marriage standpoint.
Right.
From a marriage standpoint, you're going to have times when you're going to have lots of money, just enough money, and sometimes no money.
Right.
I mean, and if your marriage is based on, oh, we don't have enough money, or we can't do this due to money, that means you don't need to be in a marriage.
So did you marry for love or finance?
Love.
Okay. You know, they got some hoes, they look at their bank account, and then they want to get married.
Right, and don't get me wrong, when I met my husband, well, who is now my husband, at the time was my boyfriend, I came out of a bad relationship, and it went from a nigga practically giving me nothing to a man giving me everything, and I was only 19 at the time, and I'm now 38 years old, and at the end of the day, my now husband, who was previously my boyfriend, he was giving me money I never seen before. So, shit, I thought I had it going on, which I did. He made sure, you know. But then as I put time in and we went to, I came in this relationship with a son that was 1 year old at the time, who's now 19. And God blessed me and my husband with two of our own.
Right.
And as my family accumulated and became bigger, the funds got shorter. Because it was more diapers, school events,
tuition,
you know, quality time with the children for his movies, family trips. So it was times where we had enough just to get by sometimes. And it was a struggle. It gets aggravating, but you had to think about life like this. Would I rather be with a man that provides and make sure our bills are paid and we may have little of nothing left, or a man that has this large amount of money
Right.
And at the end of the day, you live a miserable life.
Now, see, that jumps into the first major question is, how do you as a woman, a mother, a wife, and just a good woman in life, how do you balance life of all those lives plus your personal life?
It's something, I'm going to say, first of all, at first, take prayers.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Shout out to Jesus.
It's take prayers because it's very frustrating at times. But I was raised, first of all, from a queen. And my mother made sure that her household and her kids, besides God, always came first. So I kind of live off of what I seen my mother and aunts do from being a little bitty girl.
But do you think, like, that was... There was a time where women had to, they believed in sacrificing their entire lives just for family.
Right. And
like,
and,
you know, not aspiring to go to college or doing stuff. And also, Veronica is a college graduate. Let's make that known. So, applaud out to any girls who couldn't balance all that. Let me tell you about my sister. My sister balanced being a wife, a mother, and a student. And she surpassed all that. So to women who think, I can't go back to school because I got kids, or I can't, you can do it. I seen my sister do it.
Right, you can.
You can do it. Don't ever let anybody say because you married and because you got kids, you're conformed at home. One thing I do give her husband, he did not try to conform her to, oh, you got kids now, you can't go to college and be something. She did what she needed to do, and I'm so proud of you for that.
Thank you. And my husband was always a motivator, but back to how did I balance being a wife, a mother, a student, and having personal time, it's just sacrifices. You know, you have to plan out a schedule and have to where, hey, look, my kids go to school Monday through Friday. Once my kids are off to school, I'm going to pick up a couple of classes around the time my kids are in school and my husband is at work. I'm going to pick my kids up and start my dinner. Or you could start your dinner while you're going to school and bringing the kids. You know, then you could say, well, hey, you know, I'm going to make this time, my personal time, to go out with my girlfriends. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, you can do it. It just takes dedication. Mm-hmm. It's not the easiest thing in the world to do, but I mean, with God's help, you can do it all. And I did it. Like I said, like as Ayana said, I balanced it all, being a wife, a mother, a student, you know, having my own personal life.
And she had three kids.
Three of them. Then the funny part, they're years apart. As of today, my kids are 19, 11, and 5 years old. So that's a big gap.
I mean,
I went from having maybe 1 and 2 in school to having a newborn, you know.
Nice.
It was not easy. But you just have to keep that faith in God and just make sacrifices.
That's right, y'all.
Even maintaining your household. I mean, I did it all, you know. I had a husband, worked at a full-time construction job, and I made sure that children were taken care of, house was taken care of, food was cooked.
That's right.
Personal time with my husband, and spending time with my kids, and managed to still go out and enjoy my life.
And like Jada Pinkett said in one of her interviews to women, she said, yes, we are all accomplished as people, and the question is, what's next after your accomplishment? They say a lot of women don't think about, okay, I did this. Okay, what's after that? They don't stop.
And I'm going to encourage women to always keep pushing.
Mm-hmm.
Even being a college graduate. I have an associate's degree in criminal justice. I'm just a few classes away from having my bachelor's. But as we know, life happens and I've overcame. I had some things in my life. Some tragically, you know, some was just bad things that just happened to make my career come to a pause.
Bless me.
Then on top of that, I lost part of my vision. So it kind of paused things for me. But I still manage no matter what the circumstances are. And I'm going to share this, and this is very personal, but I will share this. About a year ago, I became blind in one of my eyes. And I still manage to cook. I still manage to clean.
Facts.
Take care of my children. Take care of my husband.
And in the bed.
And in the bed. And also, I still can shop. I still can drive, but I put that to a limitation.
Right.
But I can still do it all. So it's not an excuse of what you cannot do. And I tell ladies and gentlemen, not just ladies, keep pushing. If you didn't grasp one degree and you feel you want to go for a higher rank in your degree, go for it. If you want a job and you then became a shift manager and you want to become a regional supervisor, keep pushing for that goal. You don't never stop. Like life, you keep in life, you keep pushing. You know, we're going to go through goods and bads in life, but at the end of the day, you have to keep pushing for what you want.
That's true.
If you want that beautiful BMW, you can have it. You have to make sacrifices and keep pushing. If you want that nice big home for your family or just yourself or whatever, you have to keep pushing. It's like, it doesn't stop. The grind does not stop.
Life, hustle, everything. We have to start commending the women, African-American women, women of all kinds, to never stop aspiring if you're parents or if you're single mothers. It's hard, but life goes. Now, jumping into the nastiest segment is, because y'all know it's not tea, girls, unless we get the real tea from the what we call the fish. The topic in the nasty old girl pounce session, Mother Leola not here, so we got to let Veronica come eat these kids up. Now, Veronica, what is too trashy for a wife to wear out to the club?
Okay.
Let's get dirty, bitch. You gotta spill the tea. It's tea, girl.
Honest to truth, I'ma say like this. It's really nothing too nasty because this is a free country and we have freedom. So, my thing is this. If your husband is good with it, that's fine. But as for myself, I'm transitioning from being a big girl, a plus size girl, to back to my high school girl being slim fine again.
Right.
I've always dressed as sexy, big or small, but it's just a limitation sometimes.
But to you, what's too trashy?
If you're wearing a sheer jumper. With absolutely nothing.
No undergarments.
Nothing.
Right.
Not even
I don't like that at all.
A bra.
I don't give a fuck if you feel like Beyonce. I don't think it's just not.
If you're wearing something messy sheer and you don't even have on a bra or G string, you a nasty bitch.
Exactly. See, some of you hoes don't know. Y'all have pussy lips. If you got a big old monster lip down there, wear one of them little things that flatten your cooch, you know?
Put on undergarments.
Yeah.
Why would you want to wear something sheer and your lips is hanging damn near to the floor?
Because I done seen Bounce MCs and a girl in the club shaking, and he said, Lord, Google Mooga, the whole guy cat like a camel.
And like I said, if you and your spouse is good with it, that's cool, but it's still a limitation. Hey, you can wear that sheer, same sheer jumper.
Right.
But put on a bra, some lace underwear, even a G-string if you feel comfortable.
Right. And what these hoes can have, you can have confidence. I would never tell a person not to be confident in what they wear. But some of you bitches go too far.
But being buck naked under it, you just fucking nasty.
I understand you ain't confidence in yourself, bitch, but you did not have to show your nipple ring, your nipple this, all
right.
That shit is not appropriate.
And then also, we know the city that we live in, these Negroes could be very ignorant. Which it doesn't give a person a right to fucking touch you, but if you out there enticing somebody, which still doesn't give them the right, but people do it.
Right.
You got your whole pure body showing with this little thin ass fabric with no G-string or bra under it, and a nigga grab you, or
you can't get mad.
Right, or they say, oh, hey, ho.
Now,
you can't
see,
get mad.
On our ends, like on a trans and we'll. When I go out, I don't show all my body like that. I wear like something. Women could do it, but automatically you have to understand you're judged as a hoe.
Right.
So don't get mad if a nigga treats you like a hoe because that's the costume you got on when you're in
the dress as a hoe.
And girls get mad and tell me, I'm not a hoe, I'm a nurse, I'm a doctor, I'm a this. Well, bitch, when you walk in this club, they ain't see your degree. You should have put your degree on your ass and maybe you would have respected. The The next question, Bernie. Should a woman brag to her friends about how good her man's sex is?
Hell no. Because let me tell you.
That's a no-no hole.
My favorite topic of them all. Bitches ain't to be trusted. They could be your best friend.
That's right.
And I'm going to be honest. I have very, very loyal best friends that I'm not intimidated by.
I'm not giving y'all my details.
But I'm not telling you how good my man fucked me or make love to me. How good he lick on me.
Ladies, that's suicidal. That's what I call it.
That's between me and my nigga. Me and my husband.
You had them hoes who want to say, girl, he fucked me so good. He did this from the back. He licked it like that. He bust my Uganda hole. And 2 weeks later, bitch, you come walking in, bitch.
And your friend.
And Tasha Long got a fucking long, long thong. And she said, girl, I know what it felt like. You gotta watch them type hoes.
And right. And it's true because, like I said, I'm not a... It's very, very few women that hangs in my house because, first of all, I'm a married woman. I don't need no bitches sitting in my house all day long. And don't get me wrong, my best friends are very loyal. But hey, we can meet up at a restaurant or a bar. And if I'm having an event, that's different. But I don't need no bunch of bitches sitting in my house because, for one thing, like what was previously said, if I'm telling you how good he loving me and licking me,
you better watch out.
You may be with John Paul, and John Paul just giving you to me, you be like, damn, I wish John Paul was licking me. So I'm noticing when you come to my house, you dressing a little more sexier, a little more skimpier, because you want what my man giving to me.
Okay,
and that's going to cause you to get your neck broke
and
fucking with a bitch like me.
I know some hoes, baby.
Them, you can't trust them hoes past.
Girl, them hoes fool you when a nigga creeping and cheating. And guess what? She the main hoe who fucking your nigga.
True.
Because guess what? You could teach a bitch how to take your nigga.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Just running your... Everything you talking about you don't like doing with him, she gonna do it with him.
And my sexual life is between me, my husband, and my fucking bedroom.
I tell her, who don't brag on no nigga dick, bitch. That's a mistake. What I'm saying, in the gay world, bitch, I tell them hoes his dick horrible. He don't want to get up. It don't work. It's cut off.
I don't want you to have no interest in my man at
bitch,
all.
I don't even want you to look at my big spanky thing. Because they got hoes who are scandalous.
They are. And you know what? It's not the strangers. It's the bitch that's sitting in your company.
Oh, yeah, God.
The one you're crying and telling all your problems or telling them how much you love
you. They smile in your face the whole while they want to fuck your tree. Backstabbing
bitch.
They have them. Them hoes not to be trusted.
They're not.
And in the gay world, I don't know about the straight world, but bitch, that gay world scandalous as a motherfucker.
It doesn't even matter. Gay or straight, it's a scandalous
They got
world.
Some scandalous. I mean, a bitch will be your sis.
Sis taking your dick.
Every minute you go to the store, bitch, she starts slurping on that nigga dick, bitch, and you don't even know. That's another thing, too. You don't let no hoe hang around your nigga.
Right.
I don't give a fuck how long you knew him, how long they was your friend. If you know she a dick sucking scandalous hoe, why the fuck I'm going to the Walmart and leave you at my house?
Thank you.
That's where y'all go wrong right then and there. You can't even get mad at the man or the woman because you know she was a sneaky dick sucking hoe. Why would you leave her in your house?
With your man.
And you know the type of game she pulled. Some hoes, if they could come over, I'm going to stay with you for a while. Them all sitting there while you thinking they just a friend. She really trying to fuck your nigga so she can take your place.
Right.
Next thing you know, she in the house. And you done moved and had to relocate and do all this different stuff with the children. This whole marrying your husband.
Right. And that's how it happens.
It happens in this world, y'all. Believe it, bitch. You will see some nasty, creepy shit like that. I don't believe it anymore. I tell my boyfriend, bitch, if I'm going to the store, you going with me or she going with me, bitch. Y'all hoes ain't getting no left.
Cause it don't take but a minute to fuck.
Everybody watch fucking Players Club.
Right.
They got Ebony's. And what's her name on Soul Food? That bitch.
Cousin Faith. Faith.
Cousin, you don't trust your cousins neither. Cause I got cousins who hoes. I ain't gonna say their names, but my cousins, some of my cousins is hoes. Well, she used to be a hoe. She got a life together. Shout out to Ink. I ain't gonna say her name. But that's my cousin. But my cousin was a hoe. You don't leave my cousin at home with your man. She gonna ride him, slide him. I ain't gonna say her name. She know who she is. She can write me on Facebook, curse me out. But she know her name. Cousin Faith. You know, Bernie, you know Cousin Faye is, bitch.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, we know that Cousin Faye. Not Bernie.
Yes.
Out of every, all your friends, which one of your friends would you say is the biggest thought box?
Oh.
Now, spill this tea. This, we on Apple Podcasts. We on every major podcast, YouTube podcast. You got to spill the tea for the tea, girl. If you going to give the award for thought box of the century, you got to nominate one person.
I'm going to say her nickname.
All right, we can say nickname.
Because she's happy now, so.
All right.
And I don't break up people happy home.
The thought box of the universe goes to.
That queesh.
Ooh, that queesh. Yeah, she was thought box. I ain't gonna lie. Me and that hoe did some dirt.
And I love queesh to death.
Ooh, baby.
But that hoe was a thought box. She was, previously.
Now she retired the box.
And for y'all that don't know what previously mean, I mean past tense.
That means she got saved. And she got super saved. I don't see my sister name. I don't see people name in court. That's how this shit happened. But the girl used to be a thought box. But she was a paid. She used to get her coins. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, she was a paid thought.
She wasn't no free hook hoe.
No, she wasn't. She got her coin.
Oh, yes, God. And that one thing, I didn't get a girl. Never a knee. And your old shaking day, what was your favorite shaking song?
Oh, my shaking day.
I mean, you used to go out, bitch. You used to come on. Because I think I remember the song. Now, if I'm right, I think it's hard in your head.
Now, I'm an old cool now, but shaking. And my shaking days, it was Jubilee All and all that type of shit. We didn't have a got. We had Kilo. We had Jubilee, Willie Puckett, you know, everybody from Take 4 and all those little record companies like that. That was our shaking.
Whatever this song. Cause I remember Aniki's shit.
Oh, sister.
Now this is me for Aniki, y'all.
Now giddy up. I was at least in my 20s.
Yeah, he was like 21.
So I was older. But I'm talking about in my walking around the hood, pee popping days, we did Jubilee and all those.
Hey, Vernica was a street runner.
Oh, but Sister Nobi definitely.
That was her one.
Oh, we rode with Sister Nobi.
Vernica used to come stay still on me. I ain't gonna lie, y'all.
Sister Nobi's songs had us. All on the ground, all on the stage in the club dance.
Okay, that's gonna be that shake 'em up. And for all y'all who don't know, Bernica know all the bounce girls. Bernica was in Fusion.
Wait, just like everybody else. Kenobi, one shaker when I was growing up was the one and only Miss Katie Ray.
Yeah, Lord.
Baby, we pump under pressure.
If you didn't
like
shake
a dog.
Katie, you was not the one. Now, y'all, we gotta do something special before we leave. Because I promised my nephew he was going to get his shine time. Buddy! Bud! Come here! You're on the radio show. Come on. Turn your music down. You got to tell all the parents. Charge your music.
Charge the camera, baby.
That's it.
Pause.
Hold on, y'all. We coming.
No, Nico. Just
how you go on the screen?
I got it.
Okay, now, Freddy Buddy.
Yeah.
I need you to tell the viewers, right? Mm-hmm. Are you the master of Christmas present?
Mm-hmm.
So tell everybody, what do you think kids want for Christmas? All right, tell them.
And Paw Patrol toys?
Paw Patrol toys? What type of Paw Patrol toys?
My pup's toys.
All type of Paw Patrol toys? What type of games you want them to get?
Xbox.
You want an Xbox? You already have an Xbox.
That's a PS5.
Oh, that's for the kids? Oh, that's a PS5.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you say Xbox. I gotta write that down, see if I can make it possible. See if my check come in. if Apple stop paying me a little more. Xbox.
And I know what else.
Anything? A book? A movie?
A TV.
Got kids want TVs. And what else?
A movie theater.
A movie theater?
Uh-huh.
Damn, y'all turn on big stuff. Movie room.
Hey, Santa would definitely bring us that.
What else? Any electronics?
A phone.
Phones. What else kids want? They got any new toys out? New, toys? How about...
Legos.
Legos. You did say you like Legos. Mm-hmm. Legos. Well.
What else?
I see kids don't like guns no more. Well...
Buzz Lightyear? Uh-huh.
Buzz Lightyear.
And all the Toy Story characters.
Toy Story characters. What else? What about that game you play?
What?
Fortnite.
It's Fortnite.
Fortnite. All right. Well, what characters?
I'll pick Roblox.
What about the Power Rangers?
Power Rangers.
Yep. And what you doing this Christmas? You gonna do Christmas at home with your parents? Or you gonna make your grandpa? You know what you should do this Christmas?
It's Christmas.
You could feed the hungry for Christmas. Or give out Christmas gifts to the homeless people.
It's Christmas?
Yeah, for Christmas.
So that way daddy is cleaning the table?
No, your daddy just cleaning the table because it's Sunday.
Sunday is not Christmas.
So how about you do something different this Christmas? And all this stuff on this list, you get it and we give it to kids who don't have it.
Okay.
And then that could be your Christmas present.
So can I get them to the...
That's your Christmas list. Y'all, please thank my nephew for giving his insight on Christmas for this year. But y'all try something different this year and set up a group. And y'all go give to those kids. There's a whole Girls and Boys Town that supplies and lives and takes care of over 278 kids that do not get Christmas gifts for Christmas. So those lists that your children get, take that list and y'all go give that to those kids who actually don't have anything. You also can contact me on my Instagram, Facebook, T-Girls website, and you guys can donate or bring your donations to us because we do it every single year for the kids. We go to the Girls and Boys Town of New Orleans and we supply them with toys, gifts, school paper. We take every single thing that we could. Because do something different this Christmas. Instead of showing off what you got to your kids and your kids just sitting there with these toys that they're not even going to have for very long because they're going to switch out and go to something else. Have a heart and do something for kids. The Girls and Boys Town of New Orleans is off of Rampart, right next to the police station. They accept all type of toys, gifts, donations, paint arts, anything that you would like to do or give, clothes, food, 2 years in a row, me, Mr. Spectacular, Shorty Pimp, Leola, we donated food for the kids. We did clothing giveaways. We've given toys, special gifts. I ask that everybody be blessed, be heard, and most of all, love yourself and love your wealth. This is Ayana Ebony with T-Girls telling you guys to love yourself and love your wealth. Telling you guys, family is everything, but giving back to the community is always a blessing for you and a blessing for the person that's the cheerful giver. Telling you guys, peace, love, and most of all, T-Girl Soul.